Hello guys and welcome to another podcast today, and today we are going to be talking about every championships transfer window or finally some EFL championship content for you guys, and we will go in alphabetical order. And now we will start with we will start with Birmingham. And I have actually been impressed with Birmingham's transfer window. They've got Placetta on loan from Norwich, which I think is a good signing. John Ruddy from Wolverhampton Wanderers, who has a lot of experience in this division. Dion Sanderson, who had time with them on loan last season from Wolverhampton Wanderers. Also spent time with QPR, and I watched him play live. He was very good. They've also got Austin Trusty on loan, although they have got rid of some of their standout players. Ivan Sunjic going out on loan to Hertha Berlin. Jeremy Bella, who has been released from the club. And Christian Pedersen, who has gone on a free to FC Köln. But overall, I think it's been a good transfer window from Birmingham. They haven't spent any money. They haven't received any money. So their net transfer balance stands at zero. Although I don't think there is many money signings in the championship. So there will be a lot of nil, zero and zero. Zero and zero. Now moving on to Blackburn Rovers, who have been busy getting rid of players, getting rid of some of their standout players, such as Joe Rothwell, who has gone to Bournemouth for free, Bradley Johnson, Darren Lenihan, who I think they should have tried their best to hold on to him. He's gone on a free to Middlesbrough. They have brought in Ethan Walker from Preston North End and Callum Britton from Barnsley, the fullback. But I think it's been an underwhelming transfer window. They still have a month left till the end of August, so hopefully they can get a few more players in. But overall, a pretty underwhelming transfer window from Blackburn Rovers. Now moving on to Blackpool, who again have only brought in two players, although both of them are signed from two of the best clubs in England, Manchester City and Liverpool, on loan. Lewis Fiorini from Manchester City and Reece Williams on loan from Liverpool, who obviously stood out for Liverpool a few seasons ago. Went to Swansea last season, but didn't really deliver for them. Was a bit underwhelming. They have got released a few players. They've got rid of Reece James on loan to Sheffield Wednesday, not the Chelsea one. They haven't received any money. Their net transfer balance is zero. And there came moving on to Bristol City, who have had a great transfer window, I think. The standout one is Kai Naismith from Luton Town. They've done very well to get him, considering he finished sixth last season and Bristol City finished 18th, I think it was. So they've done very well to get him to come to them, because I know a few bigger clubs that finished higher were after him. They've signed Kane Wilson from Forest Green Rovers. They've signed Stefan Badges for free. They also have released Callum O'Dowda, who is a really good player for them. Tyreek Backinson has gone to Sheffield Wednesday, who I remember scored against Stoke on our away fixture at Ashton Gate. Robbie Cundy's gone to Barnsley, and Katie Palmer has gone to Coventry City. Okay, moving on to probably one of the best transfer windows in the Championship. It is Burnley, although they have had a few of their best players go. Nathan Collins, the former Stoke lad, I talked about him in our Prem Predictions podcast. They have also Got rid of Woot Weghorst on loan to Besiktas. Nick Pope to Newcastle. Eric Peters, Phil Bardsley, the two ex-Stoke fullbacks, have been released. James Tarkowski released. He's now gone to Everton. And Ben Mee on a free to Brentford. And that is the big one. They have... They've spent $5.1 million for Scott Twine from MK Dons, Luke McNally from Oxford United, CJ Egan Riley from Manchester City, and Taylor Harvard-Bellis on loan also from Manchester City, Josh Cullen from Anderlecht following his manager, and Ian Martson, who spent time on loan at Coventry last season, and also Adijana Muric, who I think Stoke were after as well. So I think Burnley, judging by their transfer window, I think they're going to be going straight back up. But that's what we did say about Stoke in 2018 when they were signing everybody such as Sam Clucas, Peter Etteboe, everything. They had a dream squad. Well, it wasn't a dream squad in the end, unfortunately. But anyway, moving on to Cardiff, and we've just talked about this man, Callum O'Dowda, who's come in. Cardiff, they haven't really signed anyone special. They have signed Vontae Daly-Campbell from Leicester. That down there. They have actually signed two ex-Stoke loanees. They've signed Jaden Philogene Bidas, who was brilliant on loan from Stoke. Romain Sawyers as well, who got a bit of stick, but I was really impressed with him. Andy Rinomoto was also a Stoke product. Actually, looking back on this, I think this has been an absolutely phenomenal transfer window. I've got this all wrong. Malin Romeo from Millwall, but I didn't even know about Jaden Philogene Bidas. That's a great signing. Cedric Kipre from West Brom and Ryan Allsop from Derby County. That is actually a brilliant transfer window. They've signed in total. Oh, sorry, I've just gone off it now. They have signed in total 12 players, which is unbelievable. They have given us Aidan Flint, and Will Vaux has gone to Sheffield Wednesday. They've signed also Marlon Pack's gone to Portsmouth. Josh Murphy's been released. But yeah, I think that is a very successful transfer window for Cardiff. Anyway, moving on to Coventry City now. They have signed, I think, three players. The two standout ones being Casey Palmer and Jonathan Panzo on loan from Nottingham Forest. Also, Callum Doyle on loan from Manchester City. His brother's also signed for Sheffield United, but we will get on to that. They have also lost Gordon Shipley to Shrewsbury Town. And, you know, nothing special. Four players out, three players in. Nothing really special from Coventry. So, anyway, let's move swiftly on to Huddersfield. Now, they have also had a bit of a disappointing transfer window. They have earned £10 from Lewis O'Brien and Harry Toffoli, but they haven't spent anything. Naby Sarr, their standout player, has been released. Fraser Campbell has also been released. And, you know, they brought in Tino Anduri on loan from Chelsea. They've also bought Will Boyle, mostly. They've signed the 6'9" forward Kyle Hudlin from Solihull Moors for the second team, but a bit underwhelming. A bit of an underwhelming transfer window from Huddersfield. I would have hoped for more for them, considering they were so close last season, and they've lost two of their best players and their manager. So you'll see where I put them in my championship prediction video coming soon. But I don't think it's going to be a great season. Now, moving on to Hull City, and this is one of the best transfer windows in the Championship. Now, they have lost their best player, Keane Lewis Potter, but for a great price, £17.1 million. But yeah, brilliant transfer window from them. They brought in Tobias Figueiredo, who was a regular in Nottingham Forest successful season last season. Ozan Tufan, who spent time on loan with Watford last season, didn't really have an impact on what he would have wanted. Nathan Baxter, who they had in on loan last season, they have him back from Chelsea. John Mikel Seri, which is the big one, considering he's been brilliant. He was brilliant for Fulham last season. Probably wasn't part of the plans for Fulham going in to next season. But John Mikel Seri was wanted by Barcelona. Maybe he's had a bit of a downfall, but Hull have got on their hands a very, very good signing. They've also signed Alia Said Manish for $4.1 million from Fenerbahce, who's brilliant for them in the second half of the season. They've also signed Oscar Estupiñán, who everyone's very excited about. I don't really know much about him, but I think hopefully he'll be good for them. Now moving on to Luton Town, and they have brought in a few players. Alfie Doherty from us, Stoke. Carly Woodrow from Barnsley. Louis Watson from Derby. Ethan Horvath on loan from Nottingham Forest. Luke Freeman from Sheffield United. And Carlton Morris from Barnsley. I don't think Luton are going to have the season they had last season. They have lost Cal Naismith, who was their Lord and Saviour last year. Now moving on to Middlesbrough. Now they have signed three very standout players. They've got Ryan Giles on loan from, I think, Wolves. They've signed Darragh Lenihan from Blackburn Rovers on free. And the big one, Zach Steffen from Manchester City. Now, he didn't have a great semi-final. I think it was the semi-final. It might have been the quarters. I can't remember now, against Liverpool, where he made a mistake and let in three goals. But I think it's a very good signing for this level. Anyway, they have got rid of Joe Lumley, who it wasn't impressive. Also earned $13.2 million from Tottenham Hotspur for Jed Spence. And also, James Tavernier is in advanced talks with Bournemouth right now. Okay, moving on to Millwall, who have had a pretty solid transfer window. They signed Zion Flemings for Fortuna Sittard for $2.6 million. They've also signed George Honeyman for an undisclosed fee from Hull City. They've signed Charlie Cresswell and Jamie Shackleton on loan from Leeds United. The defensive duo, centre-back Charlie Cresswell and right-back Jamie Shackleton. They've also signed Benneke Frobe from ourselves. He spent last season on loan with them. They've signed him on a permanent now. They have also lost Jed Wallace, which isn't good for them. But, you know, they have had a pretty successful transfer window today. Anyway, moving on to Norwich, and they have only signed two players, but two very big players. You would see they've signed Isaac Hayden on loan from Newcastle United and Gabriel Sara from Sao Paulo for $10 million, and he looks to be a good signer. I think Norwich yet again are probably going to go up this season. You'll have to see where I put them in my championship predictions. It's an impossible division to predict. Anyway, moving on to Preston North End, who have had a very good transfer window. They've got Troy Parrott on loan from Tottenham. Alvaro Fernandez, who spent time with Brentford last season, on loan from Manchester United. Ben Woodman on a free from Liverpool. Robbie Brady on a free from Bournemouth. And they've signed three goalkeepers. David Cornell from Peterborough on a free, and Freddie Woodman from an undisclosed free from Newcastle United. Now, Freddie Woodman didn't have the loan impact that he would have hoped for Bournemouth. Couldn't get past Mark Travers in goal, who was brilliant. They've lost Josh Earle to Fleetwood, Tom Barkhuizen and Scott Sinclair. Tom Barkhuizen to Derby. They've released a few players, got rid of the dead wood. But I think it's been a successful transfer window for Preston North End. Anyway, moving on to Queen's Park Rangers, and they, I think the one that stands out most for me is Tyler Roberts. He didn't stand out much for Leeds United in the Premier League. People didn't think he was good enough for Leeds United, so he has gone out on loan to Queen's Park Rangers. I think that is going to turn out to be a good signing. They've got Taylor Richards from Brighton Hove Albion, who spent time on loan with Birmingham. They've signed Jake Clark Salters on a free from Chelsea, who they had on loan last season. They've got rid of Charlie Austin and Johan Barbe, Jordi Devites as well. I think they've got rid of some dead wood. They would have been disappointed to get rid of the likes of Charlie Austin, Lee Wallace, Johan Barbe, but you know, I think they've got in a few ones. Now, moving on to Reading. Now, I think they have had a good transfer window up to date. I think they've got Joe Lumley on loan from Middlesbrough. I'm not sure if they'll be happy with that one, because he wouldn't have got a good review from Middlesbrough fans. They've also signed Tom Ince, our former player. He is a very talented player. Let's just hope he can get game time and show the little class that he showed at Stoke. The big class that he didn't show at Stoke, sorry. Anyway, they've also got Jeff Hendrick on loan from Newcastle, who spent time on loan with QPR. Shane Long from Southampton, who I think is a decent signing. They've also got rid of Andy Rinomata and Josh Lawrence, who are two of their best players. So I think that might hurt. They've got rid of the former Messi, Alan Halilovic, who's been a bit underwhelming. But yeah, it's been a successful transfer window. They've also signed Sam Hutchinson from Sheffield Wednesday. I'm not sure if I mentioned him. I think I did. But anyway, moving on to Rotherham, the newly promoted side, and they have got, I think, two big ones are Tom Eaves and Peter Kyoso from Hull and Luton. They've signed a few other players, but I think those two are the top two. They've lost Mikael Ihiqui and Michael Smith, two of probably their best players last season, to drop down a division, which is extremely confusing on their behalf, which I don't think is good. They've also lost Freddy Ladapo, who they weren't very impressed with last season. But you wonder what's going on behind the scenes with Rotherham, if they're letting some of their best players drop down a division. Maybe there's some problems in the dressing room. You'll have to wait and see. And now, here's Sheffield United, who have just, like, a few hours ago released the signing of Reda Kadra, who spent time on loan with Blackburn Rovers. Really impressed. Then they've also signed Kieran Clark, who I know Stoke were after. They've also signed Tommy Doyle on loan from Manchester City, who really impressed on loan from Cardiff. They've also signed Anel Ahmedhodžić, who looks to be good. Oliver Burke, the former Wonder Kid, has gone to Werder Bremen. Lee Moussa been released. David McGoldrick has dropped down a division to Derby County. Luke Freeman has gone to Championship rivals Luton Town. But I think it's been short and sweet for Sheffield United. They've signed some good players. They've also signed some decent players to add extra depth. Now, moving on to Stoke City. Now, I have been impressed with our transfer window. We haven't spent a penny, but we haven't received a penny. I was a bit disappointed, especially after you signed a one-year deal to see Mario Vrančić walk out the door. Also, Joe Allen, I was a bit annoyed about and sad, because he has been probably one of our best players throughout. But we have signed, probably my favourite signing is probably Dwight Gale, which would be brilliant. We've also signed Will Smallbone on loan from Southampton. We saw what he could do last season before he got his ACL injury. We signed Gavin Kilkenny, who had a pretty good season with Bournemouth in the Championship. We've got Liam McCarron from Leeds United. Josh Laurent, who I was also very happy with from Reading, as we just mentioned a few teams ago. We've got Harry Clark on loan from Arsenal, who's looked good in pre-season, unlike us, who hasn't been great. Aidan Flint as well from Cardiff, who has scored an own goal, unfortunately, against, I think it was Bristol Rovers. So, but I think he has been good. And I think, you know, maybe, I think Dwight Gayle was the difference between maybe Stoke finishing 15th or 5th. Because I was a bit, and I think Stoke could push full playoffs this season, although we do say that every year. We have got rid of Tommy Smith, and it looks like he's going to be going to Middlesbrough. That is yet to be confirmed, but will be confirmed in a few days. I've seen that William Forrester has gone to Port Vale on a free. Douglas James Taylor has gone to Walsall. Tashan Oakley Booth to Lincoln, both on loan. Alfie Doty, as we mentioned, to Luton. Tom Ince again, as we mentioned. But yeah, pretty good transfer window from us. Anyway, moving on to the newly promoted Sunderland. They are finally back in the Championship after their absence. Now, they have signed formerly Stoke Jack Clark for $10 million, which is unbelievable. $10 million, that is a hefty price, especially for a newly promoted side. Daniel Ballard as well from Arsenal, who spent time on loan with them last season as well. Aji Alice from West Ham United. Alex Bass from Portsmouth. And Leon Dejaku from Union Berlin. They've also got rid of Aidan McGeady and Will Griggs. But yeah, I think Sunderland are going to survive in the Championship. I need to stop giving away so many stuff for my predictions. I think it's going to be tight. But anyway, moving on to Swansea. I think they have had a okay transfer window. They've made $9.6 million from the sale of Flynn Downs. They've Corey Smith has gone to Derby, Ben Hamer, Jan Dander, Josh Gold, Jamie Searle, all released. Jamie Searle gone to Barnsley, Morgan Whittaker on loan to Plymouth Argyle. They have signed Joe Allen, as we've mentioned, which I think is going to be a great signing. Ben Blight from Doncaster Rovers, Nathan Wood from Middlesbrough, Harry Darling, who looks to be a good player from MK Dons, looks to be a decent signing. Anyway, moving on to Watford, who have had a pretty underwhelming season. Last season, they've also had an underwhelming transfer window. They've only signed two players. Raymond Nage from Barcelona, have I read that right? They've also signed Vakun Isufbeyo for $5.2 million from Charleroi. They've also had to get rid of some great players. Joshua King to Fenerbahce. Ben Foster has been released. The cycling GK. Nicholas Nkulu has been released. Andre Gray, who Stoke were after, I think, has gone to Aris Saliniki. Cucho Hernandez, who burst onto the scene with a brilliant goal against Aston Villa on the opening day in a 3-2 win. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Has gone to Columbia's crew. Jurak Kuka has been released from his one-year deal. Adam Messina to Udinese. Philip Zinchenagel off to Olympiakos, who spent time on loan with Nottingham Forest. And Moussa Sokho, $1.8 million to Nantes. Anyway, moving on to the penultimate one. And now this is a great one. It's a short and sweet one, I think. It is West Bromwich Albion and Jason Malumbi from Brighton and Hove Albion. I think he impressed last season on loan. There's a lot of loans from Brighton. We had a few last season. They've also got John Swift from Reading, which looks to be a great signing. Jed Wallace from Millwall as well. And OK Yakuzlu from Celta Vigo, which really looks to be a brilliant signing, especially for this division. He was brilliant for them in the Premier League. As you can imagine how good he's going to be in the Championship for the Baggies. Anyway, moving on to the last one. And it's a pretty underwhelming one to end on. It's 1 in, 3 out. Ryan Iambe from Blackburn Rovers, and Gavin Massey, Adam Long and Jordan Jones out. Obviously, they think that this team was good enough to walk the league in League One. League One is good enough to survive and do well in the Championship. Anyway, that was my verdict on the every team's championship. Every team's championship transfer window. Let me know what your verdict on it was on social media. Last Minute Winner. Also visit our website lastminutewinner.net for links and to find out more about our podcast. And I will see you in the next one, which will be my championship predictions. See you guys in a bit.